Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper.
Jared started on dope when he was 15. As an ice addict, he was extremely violent at times. At one stage, it took 8 police officers to subdue him during an incident when he was high, which was making him smash his face and bash his head into a wall. He became completely cut off from his family and attempted suicide and ended up living on the streets, eating out of a bin and sleeping in toilets. Jared said, and I quote, "Living on the street is miserable. It's cold and dangerous. It's what hell looks like." His life was ice, ice, and more ice. He was seriously anti-Christian, but living like this, he felt broken and abandoned. He felt worthless. There was a lot of guilt and major shame. He destroyed his family, broken his mother's heart, wrecked everything physically, emotionally, and spiritually. In his head, he was saying, "I am death. I am sick." A mental institution couldn't help him, so he thought rehab wouldn't either. A family member rang Duralong. Jared was admitted and soon found that it wasn't a rehab, but rather a transformation centre. Jared said his recovery wasn't working with his will, so obviously he needed God's will. He has taken to the whole Christian thing and believing in God. He goes to church, and church is fun. Jared told us that God is good and has got open arms and an open heart, and he loves me even though I've done bad things. Jared is slowly building bridges to his family. He's learning how to live a normal life in the real world and says he hates walking past people living on the streets now. He says to them they're not alone. The hardest part is to ring and say, "I need help." The easiest part is actually getting help. At one time, Jared thought the next place he was going was in a box, but now he has a home, a job, and he talks to people about the struggle because you can have peace and contentment. It's pretty cool. There's always that second chance. I'm Aaron Wright.